a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The committee will now come to order. I'd like to welcome those who are with us here today and also greet those who are listening in on the internet. With that, we have two pages. Is this your last day? Oh, no. Please come up and introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and where you're going.
I'm Libby Stavick. I'm from Veblen. I go to school in Britain, and I'm hoping to receive an appointment to the Air Force Academy to major in political science.
Awesome. Good luck.
I'm Michaela Bracky from Milbank, and I've been accepted to Baylor for pre-business.
Sweet. Very nice. Well, welcome, guys.
Commerce.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. I'd like to remind everyone to make sure your cell phones are turned to silent or turned off so we don't have any interruptions throughout the course of the morning. And with that, I will ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representative, excuse me, Anderson.
Here.
Comic.
Here.
Greenfield. Kirschman.
Here.
Langer.
Here.
Nelson.
Uh-huh.
Parsley. Peterson.
Here.
Rounds.
Here.
Stalzer.
Here.
Westra. Consett. Solem.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Since state affairs went just a little long this morning, I think they did finish up with their business. We will move Senate Bill 115 to the bottom of the list. Otherwise, we will take them in order, 1196, 52, and 50, and then 115, so that Representative Consett can pitch her own bill. Okay, I'd like to also remind you, if you'd like to testify, please make sure you signed in on the clipboard at the podium in the back of the room. And with that, let's go to work.
Chair.
Representative Rounds.
I would move approval.
Oh, thank you. That motion by Representative Rounds and seconded by Representative Kirschman. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved. Thank you, Representative Rounds. I skipped that on my list. Okay, now let's go to work. House Bill 1196 is an act to revise certain provisions relating to adult-oriented businesses. And with that, I will open proponent testimony to House Bill 1196. Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I'm Manny Steele from District 12 in Sioux Falls. I bring you House Bill 1196, an act to revise certain provisions relating to an adult-oriented business. In 2008, I had a bill because they had one of these that got started in T. The bill got passed in 2008, went through the process, and then I'm going into a few details because you folks, I'm going to refer this to the 41st day, but you will be getting this back next year. So keep that in mind. I didn't plan on running the bill at all, but I wanted it recorded so in the future this would be available. And when I talked to LRC, if this didn't have a bill, he said it would be back in the archives there someplace, but really difficult to find. I primed the bill. I didn't put anybody else on it. I was going to bring it to you and kill it when I got here. Well, then the attorneys hopped in and said, no, we want to have this bill. We want this to go through now because this may happen again as what happened in Sturgis. The judge was not happy with some of the material in the 2008 bill and felt there needed to be some clarification. And that's all this bill is supposed to do, is clarify. I'm not an attorney. So consequently, there's a lot of this detail in here that I wouldn't be able to explain to you or cover. Therefore, I'm back to where I was originally, to just go and have this bill recorded with a bill number. So in the future, this would be easily found and referred to possibly for this next year. So with that, I'm completing the purpose that I originally wrote this thing for and asking you to send it to the 41st day.
Thank you, Representative. Appreciate it. Well, if that be the case, are there any other persons here that would like to comment on 1196? Seeing none, I will close the testimony portion on 1196 and open it up for committee action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Browns.
Move table 1196.
The tabling motion by Representative Rounds, seconded by Representative Anderson. It's non-debatable. And with that, we will go to the vote. I would ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representative Anderson.
Aye.
Comeck.
Aye.
Greenfield. Kirschman.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Westra. Consett. And Solem.
Aye.
We have 10 yeas. 3 not voting.
Having received a majority of the vote of the members-elect, House Bill 1196 has been tabled. Thank you, Representative Steele. He's already gone. So we will hop over 115 and move on to Senate Bill 52. Senate Bill 52 is an act to authorize the informal settlement of insurance examinations. That's been brought to us at the request of the Department of Labor and Regulation. And with that, I will open up proponent testimony on Senate Bill 52. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Joshua Anderson, and I'm here on behalf of the Department of Labor and Regulations, Division of Insurance. Senate Bill 52 comes to you this morning out of a report that Secretary Roberts, former Secretary of Labor and Regulation, did to the governor over the summer, where the Division of Insurance's internal policies and procedures were reviewed. One of the suggestions that came out of that report is that for many years, the division has been utilizing an informal settlement process when it comes to market conduct examinations. And one of the recommendations from that report was that we formalize that process. And to do that, we needed to put it into statute, which is what you see in front of you in Senate Bill 52. We have worked with stakeholders and industry partners. This is something that we think has been beneficial for both the Division of Insurance and the insurance industry over the years, and wanted to get that in there. To give you just a little bit of background, a market conduct examination is the most comprehensive type of review that the Division of Insurance does of an insurance company. We go in and we look at everything, typically from appointments and the corporate documents to claims files and letters that would be sent out. And when we get done with that, we end up with a report almost all the time. And we work through that report with the company and then negotiate a resolution of the matter. And to do that, currently in statute, we have some very, very rigid time frames, and we can't always get it done. Frequently, we can't ever get it done in those time frames, so we choose to do it informally, and that gives us a little more flexibility from a timing perspective. However, we did make sure that there are time frames built into this bill so that things don't languish and, you know, kind of get lost in the shuffle, if you will. So that's a very high-level overview of the bill, and I will stand by for any questions that you or the committee may have.
Thank you, sir. Additional proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Randy Moses of Air Health Plans, and I want to appreciate the opportunity to get back to this committee. I hadn't been back here this year, I don't believe.
That's been duly noted.
So I do appreciate the opportunity. We are supporters of this legislation. It's really a good common sense bill to give the Division of Insurance and the insurance companies, when there's a market conduct examination, ample opportunity to work it out informally. It's always better to resolve them through mutual agreement than go through a hearing process. So we think this is a good common sense bill and urge support. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Even though the badge is a different color, it's still the same familiar face. Nice having you back.
You bet.
Additional proponent testimony. Proponent testimony. Seeing no further proponents, I will open it up for opponent testimony. Are there any opponents? Opponents, seeing none, I will close the public testimony portion on Senate Bill 52 and open it up for committee questions. Are there any questions? Representative Browns.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and this is for Mr. Anderson. And thank you, Mr. Chair. Line 13, that time frame you were talking, 180 days, would there ever be a need to extend that time for this hearing? I think that's where the examiner in charge will submit examination report and trigger the provisions within 180 days. Is that the time limit you were talking about? And is there any possibility that this might have to be extended in any circumstance?
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Chairman. Representative Rounds, yes, on line 13, that is the 180-day time frame is the time frame that I was speaking about. And certainly there might come these are all different, and there might come a day when we have to extend that time frame. So if you continue reading line 13 into line 14, the bill provides the Secretary of Labor and Regulation the ability to extend that time frame if necessary.
And if I may follow up. Is this then given the department that rulemaking authority to extend the time? I mean, we're not putting that in the statute. We're just putting in the initial time frame.
Please.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Rounds, I don't think that the bill contemplates rulemaking authority, but it would give that discretionary authority to extend that time frame to the Secretary of Labor and Regulation.
Any other questions? Representative Kirsch.
Is this one of the, Mr. Chairman, is this one of the, there's four reforms that they were going to do? Is this one of them?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Cushman, yes. This is one of the four bills that the governor spoke of during the State of the State address.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing no further questions, I'll close that portion on the hearing on Senate Bill 52 and open it up for committee comments or action. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chairman, this is just a good common sense bill, something that should be done. It's the same concept I had in my bill earlier in session, and I would move it do pass.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rounds.
I would move to pass.
Thank you. Yeah, we had preparatory comments to your motion. Yeah, thank you. The motion by Representative Rounds do pass on Senate Bill 52, seconded by Representative Nelson. Any comments?
Just real quick, it is common sense legislation, and I was having a discussion with Mr. Anderson earlier today, and he says, you always question my bill, so I had to think of something to ask him today, so thank you.
Very good. Any other comments? Seeing no further comments, the motion is do pass on Senate Bill 52. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Anderson.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Greenfield. Kirschman.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Westra. Consett. Solem.
Aye.
We have three not voting, ten yeas.
Having received a majority of the vote of the members-elect, Senate Bill 52 passes. Representative Kirschman moved consent, seconded by Representative Parsley. All in favor of the consent motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senate Bill 52 is on our consent calendar. Representative Rounds, would you take this to our caucus, please?
I would be more than happy.
And Representative Kirschman, to yours, please. Thank you. The next item on our list is Senate Bill 50. Senate Bill 50 is brought to us at the request of the Department of Labor and Regulation. Senate Bill 50 is an act to authorize rulemaking authority to establish record-keeping requirements for insurers and producers. With that, I will open up the hearing on Senate Bill 52 with proponent testimony. Good morning again.
Mr. Chairman, Josh Anderson on behalf of the Department of Labor and Regulations Insurance Division. Senate Bill 50, by way of background, you may remember last year we were here asking for the repeal of some of our rulemaking authority that was found in 58-4. We have been indicated to us that was unconstitutionally broad by the folks at LRC, and we could no longer use it. At that point, we went through and said, okay, if we can't use it, why have it on the books? And we repealed it last year. Over the course of the year, we had to go back and look at our rules that had used that previously for authority so that we could get that cleaned up. In the process, we found that the Division of Insurance did not have any clear rulemaking authority to require insurance companies and insurance producers to keep their records. And we think that that's important. And I think it's important for those folks to have records so that when we do investigations, we can look at those records and make sure everything was done appropriately or find out what happened. So we are back this year and asking you to give us that authority to make it clear that we can require that, and that is what you will find in Senate Bill 50. With that, I will stand by for any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Additional proponent testimony. Proponents? Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 50? Opponents? Seeing no opponents, I'll close the testimony portion on Senate Bill 50 and open it up for committee questions. Any questions? You're letting them off easy?
Big round thing.
Representative Rounds, we were counting on you. Or Mr. Anderson was counting on you. Yeah, how about the Broncos? Seeing no questions, I'll close that portion on the hearing on Senate Bill 50 and open it up for committee comments or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Kamak.
I move to pass.
The motion do pass by Representative Kamak, seconded by Representative Anderson. Did you have any comments, Representative? Anyone? Seeing no comments, the motion is do pass on Senate Bill 50. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Anderson.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Westra. Consett. Solem.
Aye.
We have 11 yeas, 2 excused.
Having received a majority of the vote of the members-elect, Senate Bill 50 passes. The motion to move Senate Bill 50 to our consent calendar by Representative Anderson, seconded by Representative Greenfield. Those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senate Bill 50 is now on our consent calendar. Thank you. Representative Anderson, will you take this to caucus for us, please? And Representative Parsley, discuss this in yours. Thank you. Be at ease just for a second. Okay, I've just received a note from the House Prime on Senate Bill 115, and Representative Consett requests that we would defer this to next week. So, and with concurrence of Mr. Shaw, we will defer Senate Bill 115 to Wednesday of next week, if that's acceptable.
Certainly, as long as I have like 6 minutes.
We will gauge our time accordingly and hopefully be much more liberal in allowing you more time for your testimony.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
I believe he just used one of them.
Okay. Representative Kamak, you can be our official timekeeper. You make sure you keep him honest for next week. With that clears our calendar for the day. I have already posted, and it's already been posted on the internet, we will not have a Commerce Committee meeting on Monday morning. So our next meeting will be next Wednesday. Okay? And that way, if you don't have anything else to do, you can choose to drive in on Monday morning. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Any other business? Seeing none, I would entertain that motion. That motion to adjourn by Representative Greenfield, seconded by...
Langer.
Oh, Representative Langer did have the second. All in favor of the adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.